If you trek to Mount Rainier National Park every summer to catch the spectacular display of wildflowers, take note. In the future, some flower species may bloom earlier, while others could disappear altogether. 88.5's Paula Whistle reports on a climate change study out from the University of Washington.
UW researcher and ecologist Ellie Theobald had been monitoring snowmelt, temperature, and wildflowers on Mount Rainier since 2010. Then along came 2015, one of the warmest years on record, and one in which there just wasn't that much snow.
And it turns out that the conditions in 2015 were actually really what we expect to be the conditions like in the 2080s if climate change continues on the trajectory that it's on.
What 2015 revealed about the future was that the effect of the earlier snowmelt and warmer temps wasn't just that wildflowers like the avalanche lily would bloom earlier, it was that things would be all jumbled up. Some perennials would flower more than once or not at all, and species that normally didn't bloom at the same time would come up together. And she says because nectar varies by flower species, it could have a dramatic effect on bees.
So it's totally possible that in the future we'll have periods in the summertime when there's kind of boom and bust periods is how I like to think about it.
Times when there will be a lot of nectar available for pollinators and times when there won't. And that could ultimately affect bears and other wildlife that feed on berries. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.